prayer, I'm looking at Game Theory 5, the world game, by, on YouTube, on the channel Predictive History. By this Mr. Jian. And it's interesting because, anyway, he's talking about how civilizations rise and fall. So we've got, and we can also translate this, I would say, to any group, religious group or whatever. And at first, you know, there's cooperation. That's what keeps a group together, right? And you have energy, you're doing things. And the religion, in this sense, means the ideology, the knowledge that you share and that kind of binds you together to cooperate. Then gradually, he says, this becomes hereditary, meaning that yes, we have then a power structure developing through the cooperative work among these people, and wealth is generated, buildings are built, power structure is in place, and there are people sitting, of course, benefiting from this. Rich people, powerful people, on position, some in positions of controlling the whole thing, the whole society. And they, whether they are a family or they are a people or whatever, or a crew, a group of professional politicians, they see the main purpose, their main purpose, or one of it, the purposes, to maintain this, right? To maintain that power structure, and that may be more or less, generally more, focused on maintaining their own power and their own profits and money and riches. And distinction, titles, and all of that. So it then becomes hereditary. Of course, we can see it in countries where kings pass over the kingdom to their sons, daughters. And in this way, it goes on, and it turns into bureaucracy. And if this is a religious movement, as it was probably called from the beginning, but then now an institution, or is controlled by, or part of it is a religious institution, such as the Christian church we had here, or this or that, we find it, the principle here, and the big and the small, I would say it's kind of universal. Then well, then the original knowledge that people shared, that kept them together may even take the back seat. And there may be, you know, different interpretations, and this is not allowed, this is heresy. And this, because now it's the power structure system there, the people who decide. So Italy becomes that way. But then if we look at, for instance, we are here talking about the International Society for Krishna Consciousness or the Gaudiya movement, whatever. We take that as an example. And there are those who work and think that, yep, my responsibility to uphold this great and nice tradition is to help to uphold this structure there. The control, the power, the money, the this and that, the buildings. So that's what they dedicate themselves to. But then there are others who say that, well, actually the whole purpose of this is to disseminate, is to spread and share valuable knowledge for how we can live happy, healthy, and wise. And, you know, the control and the power structure and the profit, you know, money making and all of that, homes to live in. Well, that's not for us to get involved in or try to control. That's the society where we live in. And to a large extent, in a well-functioning society, it's done much among people at the local level. You take care of yourself and we help each other. And here we are, in a village, a town, or city. So and I think that this is a bit of what the Reformation actually is about. And we can talk about it now. I want to eat my breakfast.